Aside from the fact that many mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws already have issues, today's gospel isn't too encouraging, isn't it? And yet it is, if we take it for its real value. Jesus says that he has come to set fire to the earth. And when we think of fire, usually what comes to mind for many of us is a fire that destroys, that has a torturous element to it. Maybe we even think of visions of hell. I was reading on Facebook the other day, a priest had a vision of hell. He actually had a near-death experience, and his guardian angel took him down to hell to show him hell and to purgatory and finally to heaven, where Jesus sent him back to share a message with people. And he said down in hell there was fire and people were burning, among many other bad things. And he said the number one reason why people were there is because they had not repented of their sins. Not because they'd sinned to begin with. That would be ideal if we didn't do that. But because they hadn't repented of their sins. God's mercy is waiting and abundant for all of us. Often in our lives, though, we experience certain trials by fire. And we can either let those trials destroy us, or we can let them refine us. There's many images of fire in Scripture. The column of fire that led the Israelites through the desert, the tongues of fire that descended upon the apostles. And Jesus talks about a refiner's fire. And many of you know that a refiner's fire is used to purify something. So if I have gold that is mixed and has other elements in it, I can put it in a little bowl and I can hold it on the hottest part of the fire and it'll burn off all the impurities. And brothers and sisters, that's what this life is for. This life is not it. This is just a preparation for eternal life. And so the trials that we go through on a daily basis, for some of you very hard, for some of us rather easy, they are purifying us because they're burning off the impurities. The problem is a lot of times we go through trials, we go through little tortures, we go through hard things in our life, and what do? We resist them. We push them away. We said, God, why would you do this to me? Instead of letting it burn off the impurity, letting it refine us. Fire is also something that shapes us. This past fall, I went down to Branson with a couple priest friends, and we went to Silver Dollar City, which I hadn't been to since I was a kid. They have some new roller coasters, which I highly recommend. And the only thing I must recommend also is don't have a funnel cake too. They're a bad combination. But they have the craftsmen throughout the park, right, doing their different crafts. And a couple of them were blacksmiths, and you get to watch them. And what would they do? They'd stick their metal in the fire and heat it up until it was malleable, until it could be shaped. And then they would take it out and put it on their iron and start pounding it into certain shapes. And they made wonderful, intricate things. It's even amazing to see what they can make out of raw metal. But brothers and sisters, that's what God's doing to us too. He sticks us in the fire to make us malleable, moldable. Why? Because we tend to have hard hearts. We don't want God to change us. In fact, brothers and sisters, we should thank God many times for our trials. Because if we didn't have them, we wouldn't go to Him. We wouldn't ask Him to help us. We'd be so set in our ways that we wouldn't change. And so he sticks us in that fire, in that trial, and then he pounds us a little to shape us into something beautiful, something worthy of eternal life. You see, a fire can be something bad that destroys, but it can also be something very good that shapes and purifies. Lastly, fire is something that also can spread and should spread and does spread. Notice at Pentecost, these tongues of fire come down upon the apostles. And these are guys who are hiding in an upper room because they don't want to be killed like Jesus was. And so what do? When these tongues of fire come upon them, do they keep hiding? No. They go out and they start preaching about Jesus crucified. 3,000 people converted in one day. And brothers and sisters, each one of you have that capacity and have that ability. But many of us leave it dormant because we're too afraid to talk about the gospel. We're too afraid to be set on fire and to let that fire spread to others. We're okay with a certain level of Catholicism, a certain level of faith. Yeah, I'll go to church, I'll be a good person, but that's enough to get me into heaven. Is it really? I thought preaching the gospel was part of it too. Spreading the fire. Lighting others on fire. Jesus says, "How I wish this world were burning." And not just burning with a fire that is refining, a fire that is testing, a fire that is shaping, but a fire that ignites others' faiths. This week, as you experience the trials and the challenges of your life, that is your fires, you have a choice to make. You can either let that fire destroy you, or you can let it refine and shape you. And whichever you choose, whether you choose to let it destroy you or make you into a person who is sour, or you let it refine you, that fire will spread. Whether it's the fire of refinement and shaping, or the fire of destruction, you will spread one or the other this week. Which will you choose?